once upon a time, climate change was something that would only affect far-off, distant generations. We now see sea levels rising at twice the rate we thought. This won't happen in my children's generation. This won't happen in my grandchildren's generation. This will happen within my lifetime. You cannot ignore it anymore. We cannot afford to ignore climate change for literally a day longer.
It's ironic because in America we always have a vision of innovation and the American values are to always be at the top and to be doing the best. So it's a bit ironic that we're not quite leading in sustainability initiatives, which is unfortunate. But I think that the root cause of that is definitely political dissonance and people just being not as open-minded about new ideas. And we're very focused on our economy, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but a lot of people have the misconception that climate change initiatives might harm our economy. And I think that's a big problem that we face in the U.S.
We have to remember that the United States was built on the notion of independence, and there are a lot of very conservative people who feel that what addressing climate change allows the government to do is to reach more into their lives, to be have more influence, be more able to regulate their lives.
It's very, very difficult for Democrats or Republicans who recognize truth to push forth any legislation when there is this cohort of elected officials who won't even recognize the validity of climate change. How can you change something when you don't even accept that it's real? I'm terrified about what will happen to environmental policy, to our climate, if Donald Trump is elected to presidency. I'm a supporter of a lot of Obama's climate initiatives. I think he's had a very difficult time implementing them because of our partisan gridlock in Congress. But we must elect a Democrat in November to the White House, because to have Donald Trump there would be disastrous for our climate.
We don't really think day-to-day that our future is going to be ravaged by climate change. What we think about is economic opportunity. And part of that means we have to build that opportunity for ourselves. That's why young people are getting involved, is because, you know, we are the people that are going to be actually living in the world that is a consequence of the decisions that we make today. Young people, I think, need to be part of a drive to create more research into understanding the implications of our decisions and especially research into like power systems, energy systems, ways to generate low carbon power cheaper, entrepreneurship, innovation. All these are things that young people are very good at.
Where is our voice at the decision-making table? I believe that the same innovative spirit that has revolutionized technology and science and media and nonprofits needs to be brought into the political arena. I do have hope. I don't think that Paris is perfection, but I have hope that that many countries coming together around concrete action will be followed up by enforcement, because that's what we need. It's not just about rhetoric. It's not just about ideas. It's about concrete action and accountability. People will discredit me because I'm an environmentalist, because I'm a young person, because I'm a woman, because of X, Y, and Z reasons. Sorry, world. That is not going to stop me. I have come to own that term as an activist, as a rabble-rousing optimist, as someone who believes in a better future, as someone who collaborates across any number of sectors for common sense solutions for the common good. But it ain't easy, it ain't pretty, but we need more people to assume that role as activists, as doers, as change makers. Once again.